Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Friends, welcome to the Daily Inch.
Oh, hello.
While I'm away researching Murder Mile, here's a little treat to keep you entertained over the next 3 weeks. 15 little stories which are fun, rambly, informative, but not essential to listen to. Each story's been written and presented in a tongue-in-cheek way, and are not for the easily offended. Murder Mile returns on Thursday the 3rd of November, 2022. But until then, there's this. Number 1. A Man's Deadly Desire for Cow Poo. A man with a very unique sexual obsession has been found guilty and sentenced to 10 years. When it comes to sex, some people love to get all hot and steamy in the sack. But for this particular character, he took his kinky obsession to new heights and lows by getting well and truly mucky. David Truscott, 43, formerly of Camborne in the picturesque county of Cornwall, had been a brown steaming blight on the Roth family and their farm for almost a decade. Cursed with a sludgy desire to pleasure himself in the wilds of nature, Truscott's obsession began innocent enough, as back in 2005, when he was caught stealing cowpats from the Roths' field at Woodbury House Farm. His petty plop pilfering could have been for a multitude of reasons, as cowpats are an essential part of farming as they reintroduce minerals into the soil. Or it could have been for warmth, as cow plop has been used for centuries as cavity wall insulation. Only Truscott's desire for growth and a warm tingly feeling wasn't for the crops in the soil, but for the contents of his pants. Gripped with a love to fornicate amongst the erotic, aromatic stench of cow shit, Truscott got his kicks by fiddling with his poo-spattered boy bits whilst writhing in a fetid sea of steaming cow shit. Ooh, sexy. You might say that wanking off in a large pile of plop was music to his ears, and also his cock. Desperate to deter this dirty bovine plop fiddler from having his wicked way with a few tons of hot ox turds, farmers Clive and Jackie Roth erected bollards in front of the cowshed and removed slurry to deter him. But crazed Truscott's obsession to masturbate in shit was too hot. And by being kept away from the poo he loved so much, this would drive him to become desperate for doo-doo. So incensed was Truscott that in his rage to get randy, he set fire to a cattle shed, destroying several fences, hay bales, a tractor, and sadly, with the cow still in the shed at the time of the attack, a calf was killed. Unable to keep this cow-cack copulator at bay, the Roth family called the police. Convicted in 2005 at Truro Crown Court, Truscott was jailed for 3 years. This should have been the end of the story. But it wasn't. As wanky and cow shit was all Truscott could think about. His brief incarceration would barely temper his desire. Upon release, in September 2009, he was sentenced to 6 weeks, having stripped naked in the cattle pen, released the cows from the enclosure, and climbed into the muck spreader, the steel container pulled by a tractor which flings shit across the field. Once inside, and feeling very aroused, Truscott was in his element. A world of pure poo. Arrested again, convicted again, and released again, Truscott returned to the scene of his cowcat crime and wallowed while whacking off in a pile of poo. This time, sentenced to 20 weeks, being apart from his beloved bog offerings had only made his desires more deadly. Released 1 year into his sentence, Truscott was ordered to stay in a hostel in neighbouring Somerset, where for a while he obeyed the rules. But this freedom allowed him to indulge in further bouts of self-pleasuring in poo. In June 2012, having been moved, no pun intended, to a hostel in Exeter, a few miles from the Roths family, this incensed him further, and he began making threats against the family. In June 2013, following a psychiatric assessment, and hopefully a good bath, Truscott told his support worker that he intended to wreak revenge on the Roths. Tried at Exeter Crown Court in 2014, David Truscott was sentenced to 5 years for threatening to kill this family, who had simply tried to stop him bopping his bishop in a bath full of bullshit. And following further psychiatric reports, and maybe a little spritz of Febreze, his sentence was extended to 10 years. Representing Truscott, Robin Smith would state, "Clearly, he is a complex and troubled character." No shit, Robin. Pun intended. David Truscott is due for release in 2024. And given that his license only precludes him from visiting the Roths' farm, if you have a farm, sell up now. Before Truscott, the Randy Turd pleasurer, decides to get romantic in your plop patch. The Daily Inch returns tomorrow. And of course, your regular episodes of Murder Mile return on Thursday the 3rd of November, or 3 days earlier via Patreon. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.